Mr. President, I have Mr. Colson now.
Yeah, thank you.
There you are.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, I think our boy came off pretty well. What do you think?
I just think marvelously. I'm really...
Incidentally, did anybody check with Rockefeller on this? I didn't. I told everybody to, but did they?
Yes, I'm sure they did, Mr. President, because last night when we were scurrying around trying to get this announced, I asked Malik to, and he's very good at that stuff.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if he didn't send him into the Blue Hill business. But gee, we've gotten just a first-class reaction.
How was it?
Marvelous. Everybody's thrilled to death that I've talked to. All of our friends called and said, you know, this proves you guys really, you're serious about it.
What friends, you mean?
Oh, the labor people we worked with in the campaign, Democrats, Mickey Gardner.
Good. Mickey was pleased?
Yeah, said he'd had a lot of calls about it, and he was just thrilled, and I got a, list of calls. I kept getting calls all afternoon from people.
Great.
Yeah, this is great. This is the kind of stuff that will make you the majority party. And he was apparently very good on television tonight. I was working.
Oh, he would be. He would be. He would be.
I was working in the office, so I didn't get to watch him. But I called Mort Allen, and
what did Mort say?
He said he led all three networks. He was very articulate, very precise. He got a little angry when they accused him of being anti-black. But just the right kind of anger. And,
right. That isn't going to hurt.
Oh, I know. That's right. Oh, Brinkley, made quite a bit of the fact, I guess, that he had been the head of the union that beat up some of the students.
Good.
After Cambodia.
Good.
And Severide was very critical of saying, well, this is a big job, Secretary of Labor, and how can this fellow handle it? You know, that's what you'd expect. I mean, and this kind of an appointment drives those bastards right up the wall.
That's right.
They hate to see us.
That's right.
Make inroads with...
They know what we're doing.
Middle America, damn right they know what we're doing.
All right.
But, no, I think, Mr. President, I got just a superb reaction from people, a lot of whom just called and said that...
Right.
Said you fellows are doing great and just kind of thrilled by it. And,
good.
A hell of a press conference up there. I think we'll see a lot of play out of it. All the wire copy, he handled himself very, very skillfully.
Right.
And he's going to go in there and do a hell of a job, you know.
You're damn right.
He's going to clean out, first of all, he's going to clean out the old bureaucracy. We had a long talk about that last
week
when he was down.
And he knows that, including the BLS.
Oh, boy. He couldn't feel stronger about it. I've got to get him some good people that will go in there and help him. But
you're getting rid of more, I hope.
Oh, yes. More goes. Definitely.
Right.
I talked to Schultz today. That'd be a marvelous place for Winfrey, but we could never get him to take it.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't he be good explaining those?
The only other one that could take it would be, he wouldn't take it either, the head of Rochester University, but he wouldn't take it.
Alan Wallace?
Yeah.
He'd be great if we could get him. But I don't think he would. If we talked to him once.
Well, if he won't do it, we'll get somebody else.
Hell, there's plenty of good Republican economists around.
Is the Watch thing going along okay?
I believe he was interviewed. I believe Ehrlichman had him in this afternoon. And I just hope we can get him to take it. He's
got to take it.
Oh, God, I'm gonna lean on him very...
You tell him he's just got to take it. This is his great opportunity to do something for his country.
Well, one of his friends came in tonight. He's wanted the job. He wanted it before. And he's wanted to get in there and do it. Of course, he makes it. Well over 100,000 a year. It's hard.
I know, but for Christ's sakes, he can make 100,000 later. He can make it 400,000 after this.
Well, I've got to talk to him because I think I can get him to do it. He is just so tough and so hard-nosed.
Yeah. All right.
I sent his correspondence with Dean Griswold over to Ehrlichman this afternoon.
What did Ehrlichman think?
Well, I don't know. I just sent it over.
Yeah, I told Ehrlichman that you had some correspondence, and I thought, for Christ's sakes, let's get this over with because Kleindienst is really being foolish on this damn thing. He just wants to hang on to everybody.
He's being preposterous. I mean, I just think this, you know, that's not not a smart position for him. Dick Griswold's been a hell of a, well, he's a holdover, first of all, and I don't think we owe him a good...
Well, he isn't with us.
He's never been with us.
He's a Harvard man, for Christ's sakes, all for the Harvard crowd, and the hell with him.
Yeah.
We'll get Bork in there.
That was Bork would be fabulous in there. Tough. Those are the kind of people that it says a lot to our constituents when we appoint a Brennan.
That's right.
We'll have more of these coming. It says hell of a lot to them because they know well that what that says is that we're going to broaden
the base a bit.
That you'll see this part.
Right.
What you said about Brennan was excellent, and his quotes were very good.
Good.
God, he really fits the mold. VFW, hard hat, labor, Irish Catholic. And very articulate. He really is. He's a smart cookie. And he put on a very good statement.
Did he? What did he say?
No, said he thought he would be a great Secretary of Labor. That he had.
Great.
He was very pleased by the appointment. And
that's what we need.
A marvelous statement.
Oop.
Fits.
Good.
And when I last talked to his people, Paul Hall was getting one out. So we'll get a. Wave, Mr. President.
Yeah, right.
Very positive statements by people. I'm trying to find the meaning one ahead of you.
But that's all right.
That's okay. But he's good. And
I got it. Fine. Fine. Well, you work with Haldeman Ehrlichman for a couple of days, and I'll see you on Saturday morning.
Excellent. We've got a lot of things to go over, and we'll keep it.
All right.
We'll keep this going.
And you think you can keep it at 61.1 or not?
Yes, sir. I'm going to keep it there if we have to go out and absentee ballot. It's right on the button. I carried it out, had them today carry it out to 3 decimal points. It's right 61.1. And about half of them now are certified and official, so that I think the...
But it stands there now, does it, 61.1? You think that's an honest figure?
Yes, sir. I do. The big one, this time I had our people talk only to the Secretary of State, not to his clerks. We really checked it out pretty thoroughly. So these are good figures. The state that still has 3% out is Illinois, and we'll gain a little bit there. So I
hope so.
Well, just for the history books, it'll be nice to be.
Yeah.
To have the.
Right. If we don't, it's all right. But if we do, it's great.
It'll be it's a little bit of frosting on the cake. My young fellows in my office say, well, can't understand why you're so damn interested in this, Colson. I said, well. It's the ultimate frosting.
That's right.
The president deserves it. I get it.
Good.
But I think I feel now, based on what I've seen, that it'll hold.
Okay.
I sent you in the Buchanan thing. You'll enjoy reading that, Mr. President.
Good, I will. I'll read it on the way to Florida.
Do it. And a couple of other articles you might enjoy that have come along. I think we really, on the whole, the reaction's been great, and I really think the way you've been handling the new appointments is superb. I mean, we've led the three nets this week. I mean, your statement and yesterday's announcements, and then Brennan today led all three nets. And there's a good feeling to it. You know, it's got an upbeat sort of bounce, but instead of a letdown, it's great.
That's what we want.
Yes, sir. But we'll work hard in Florida, Mr. President.